Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. If you were looking forward to a Donald Trump-Bernie Sanders debate, prepare to be disappointed. As NPR's Jessica Taylor reports, the presumptive GOP nominee now says he won't debate the Democratic presidential candidate.
It all started this week when ABC's Jimmy Kimmel floated a debate between Trump and Sanders on his late-night program. Sanders was pushing for it after Hillary Clinton said she wouldn't debate him again. Initially, Trump sounded open to the idea. On Thursday in California, he had some conditions.
If we can raise $10 or $15 million for charity, which would be a very appropriate amount. I understand the television business very well. I think it would get very high ratings.
On Friday, the Sanders campaign said they had interest from two networks who would also make a donation to charity. But Trump said later he was out. His reason? Sanders is unlikely to win the Democratic nomination, he said, and it would be, quote, inappropriate to debate the second-place finisher. Jessica Taylor, NPR News.
In a busy weekend for air travel, the TSA is hoping to speed those long security lines. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the agency wants to convert more of its part-time employees to full-time.
It won't help this weekend, but Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is asking Congress for the go-ahead to shift some $28 million in the TSA's budget. He says the move would fund the conversion of nearly 2,800 security screeners from part-time to full-time, and that would enable the screening of an additional 82,000 passengers a day. TSA checkpoints are screening nearly 100 million more passengers than in 2013, with some 6,000 fewer agents. A Senate panel has proposed increasing the agency's budget for next year, but it's unclear when or if the measure will make it through Congress. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The government is issuing a revised estimate of first quarter growth, one that is slightly more upbeat than the initial assessment, though it still shows the economy expanding at a tepid pace during the 3 months ending in March. Commerce Department raised its estimate of first quarter growth from 0.5% to 0.8%. Senior PNC economist Gus Fouché says while that's still somewhat weak, economists are optimistic about the current quarter.
Consumers are spending. Business investment looks like it's picking up. Trade looks like it may be a bit of a positive for growth. So generally, the second quarter is shaping up to be a solid one, and I think the second half of 2016 will be good as well.
Most economists expect growth for the current quarter of about 2%. Markets seem to be largely shrugging off remarks from Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen, who said today that possible further moves to raise interest rates would, in her words, be appropriate if the economy shows continued signs of improvement. Yellen noting while the economy slowed dramatically in the final quarter of last year and the first 3 months of this year, things are looking better now. On Wall Street, it was the best week since March. The Dow up 44 points to end the session and the week at 17,873. This is NPR. Officials in Texas say one person has died, three others remain missing after heavy rains brought flooding to the state. Officials say one person drowned, the other is missing after their vehicle was apparently swept away. Two others were also said to be missing from a vehicle in the Austin area. The raging water washed away a number of mobile homes and flooded many other homes. A singer-songwriter is accusing pop star Justin Bieber and music producer Skrillex of using a stolen vocal riff in one of Bieber's hit songs. Casey Dinell has sued for copyright infringement in a federal court in Nashville. Emily Snyder of member station WPLN has the story.
Here's the beginning of Bieber's 2015 song, Sorry, produced by Skrillex. And here is the beginning of Dinell's song, Ring the Bell, released the year before. Her lawsuit argues that Bieber sampled the riff without permission, altering it with additional effects. It points out that they're both in the same key and have the same spacing between notes. Dinell's attorney says he reached out to Bieber explaining the possible infringement, and he never responded. She's asking for some of the profits from Bieber's song as compensation. Representatives for Bieber and Skrillex have not yet commented. For NPR News, I'm Emily Steiner in Nashville.
The Coast Guard is ending a second round of hearings into the sinking of the cargo ship El Faro. El Faro, the 790-foot-long vessel that went down in a hurricane last October with 33 people on board. While the captain of the sunken freighter's sister ship said he believed the captain of the El Faro had a solid plan, mechanical problems believed to have caused the ship to sail into the teeth of Hurricane Joaquin last October. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.